Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She is gagging. Oh, sorry.
Focus.
Yeah.
But good to see her back in action. She was out for quite a while.
She was. When you crack your tailbone,
she busted her spine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That would be a career ender.
That's the name of her new video, by the way. I busted my spine on that bear. All right.
And in this case, the bear is a floor.
Yeah. I think the title of the clip is "He Busts My Spine."
Oh, my wife used the bear line the other day. I couldn't believe it. She says something about whatever, like as a noun.
Was she referencing your bear?
she said, "Whip out that bear for
Whip
me."
That
no,
bear out now.
She's not saying that. No. It was something in reference of just something, and she said, "Yeah." Around somebody, too. We were at the dinner with some friends of ours. She said something like, that bear. I said, man, I can't believe you did that. She goes, I know. Where'd that come from?
Did your heart swell with pride?
Hearing me say it for 30 years. Kind of. You know, I was surprised, actually.
She does listen to me.
Yeah, well, not really. All right.
Nick sent a piece from the Daily Mail about sex dreams.
Why we have them and what they're about?
A neurologist looked into it. If you just scroll down on it for a minute, Dr. Rahul Jandial. And this guy is dreamy. You look at Dr. Raul. I'm going to be dreaming about Dr. Raul later today. But Dr. Raul says...
It's because you're gay.
...that apparently some people, and I'm not familiar with this, but 8 out of 10 people at some point dream about having sex with people who they don't even find attractive, often friends or colleagues.
You know what? That's... That's
your dreams don't make a lot of sense sometimes.
I don't think I've had a sex dream about someone who's unattractive. Or most of them, it's people I don't know.
But when I've had sex dreams about people I do know, I mean, it's
puss.
I disagree with that one. I think once you're having sex with somebody, you actually want to have sex with somebody, and in your dream, at least you're having sex with somebody.
Oh, he goes a little deeper
into
this.
In that moment,
right? In that moment,
but
that's what I meant.
Yeah, this thing say that just because you're dreaming about having sex with them doesn't mean you're attracted to them when you wake up.
I got it. Yeah.
And we've discussed this part. It could cause an overwhelming sense of guilt in some cases if the dream involved a friend's partner, for example, or if the dreamer was cheating on their spouse.
Well, we've all dealt with that, where your wife will dream about something and they're mad at you in the morning. And it's just funny. It's one of those things. I dream that you were screwing around, that kind of stuff. And then they're mad at you in the morning.
How
but
could you?
If I've had dreams where other people involved, I don't feel guilty because it was a dream. You know, you can't control that crap, you know? You know, you just wake up and go on with your day, you know?
How about this one?
I remember my dreams for about 90 seconds after I wake up.
That's pretty much
no matter what they are.
You got to write them down right away, you say. But you can't lean over on the tablet on your nightstand and write, hey, it was a great dream.
And it's got to be right after you wake up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to record it right then and there or it's going to go away.
Right.
This I'm not familiar with either. It is not uncommon for straight people to have erotic dreams about someone of the same sex. I have never dreamed of banging a dude.
Yeah, we get that out
of
our system.
It's reality.
Here.
It's because you just take care of that in real life, you know.
Right. Your dreams have come true.
I don't think I've ever dreamed you that way, but I don't want to sound so uber heterosexual that, I'm not gay. But I can see that happening easily.
I just haven't. Yeah. New book out.
Not gay you might not remember.
Not gay when you're awake.
You're right. I wouldn't remember.
Right.
New book is out to explain.
Plus, why that wasn't a dream, Todd.
Yeah, why we dream about certain individuals and assure people that sex dreams are not always the result of subconscious desires. We've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Sex dreams.
What
involving,
are they then?
Someone.
You're hot and heavy in these dreams, though, man. I told you I was licking the pillow one time. And I remember my wife. I was laying next to my wife. I'm licking the pillow. And I woke up licking the pillow. You know I'm licking in the dream, too. And I remember, I was so glad she didn't wake up and watch me licking the pillow.
She would have been surprised you weren't biting it.
Yeah. We wrote that earlier, by the way.
You ever wake up gagging?
See, you want to think that she'd be horrified waking up seeing you licking the pillow, but I bet a lot of money she'd look at that and go, yeah.
Well, she probably wasn't thinking. She wasn't thinking I was what I was dreaming about either. She probably thought, well, he must be hungry for a pillow.
No, better than
a
pillow than her.
Biting it. Better the pillow than her.
What causes one to drool while they sleep?
I wish I knew because I would stop doing that.
Me too, Nick.
Yes, once in a while I wake up with a puddle of drool on my pillow.
I think you fall asleep with your mouth open.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, you generally, when that happens to me, if I fall asleep, I wake up with a dry mouth, puddle next to me.
But generally,
I wake up from a nap drooling, and it's like 2 p.m. I'm not doing anything. Like, what am I doing with my life?
Now get up and take the day.
Carpe friggin' diem.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, drooling.
All right, the hunky Dr. Raul says there are two types of sex dreams. Their causes are completely different. A sex dream involving someone you are attracted to and fantasize about regularly while awake can manifest in our dreams. But the other type of sex dream star seemingly random people, even if the dreamer dislikes them or finds them unattractive.
Well, we used to have this bit on this show, and we still do, especially when more people working in the building. They used to come and tell us if you had a sex dream about somebody, you had to tell them.
HR loves that.
Yeah, does that rule still apply? We took that out of the building, and then we had just people call, and we would conference up their coworkers, and then they would confess that they had a dream about them. And everybody got laid afterwards. Yeah. It was great. I don't know why we stopped doing it.
That was a good bit. Called the person. Because first of all, the person is always flattered that they had a sex dream about them. And most of the time it's flattery, because the person in real life, hey, I had a sex dream about you last night, Unless you describe it to them, they might gross out, I was drooling all over you. It was 2 p.m.
I was drooling.
Yeah, you didn't want it.
You made me drool.
In the dream. You didn't want it.
In the dream. Is this sex dream consensual? Yeah. All right.
Probably not.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All dreams are the product of the imagination network, and that's in capital letters in our brain, unbound by the rules of logic of our waking life when we're dreaming. The imagination is unfettered, free to find loose associations and connections in our memories that can lead us to think about people in our lives, surprising, disturbing, and even in erotic ways.
Didn't the imagination network also do Sesame Street?
That's what it sounds like to me,
so.
Right?
Big umbrella.
Yeah. I rarely remember dreams, and what I do, I'm just doing some, menial task in them.
I like having a dream where I'm just straight up excited. And I'm thinking, this is pretty cool. I mean, I woke up with
an interesting way to term it.
I woke up with a boner.
I'll wake up from the menial task dreams like that, but it would make a lot more sense if it was a sexual dream.
Right.
Instead of like doing yard work in my dream, you wake up, you're just like, whoa, okay.
You really like tending the grass.
Where's the fertilizer? Let's go.
Well, you got your imagination network, and then you got your executive network. That's the logical stuff, and apparently the executive network in your brain shuts down when you dream. So you can't stop the erotic flights of fantasy before they take off.
All right.
Yeah, they don't seem to make sense most of the time.
They don't. They don't. That's why you don't get mad at people when they have a dream.
Well, I do like this part though. It says that whether a person experiences a sex dream has little to do with how sexually active they are in their waking life. They said the best predictor of sex dreams is how often you daydream or fantasize about sex during your waking life.
Which is most of the time.
Yeah, so if you're a dude, it's all the time.
You skip the part about how much porn they watch or how much they masturbate.
Yeah.
Still doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a factor.
No
matter what type of sexually active you are in your waking life, that doesn't really impact your sex dream.
Ladies, a guy looks at you and he's thinking about having sex with you within the first couple seconds of looking at you.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. What about people who have?
Doesn't mean you dwell on it, but it's just because guys are pigs, man.
Yeah. Do people who have not had sex have sex dreams?
It's a good question.
According to that,
Yeah. Well, your first wet dream.
But according
you didn't have
to that,
sex yet. I didn't have sex my first wet dream.
How sexually active you are in your waking life, whether or not sexually active, doesn't impact you whether or not you have sex dreams.
But how do your wet dreams work? Does your genitalia just like catch everything?
It's like a spillway.
It's a catch-all. You know? Yes. A spillway.
Don't spill me.
Yeah, whatever comes in just gets caught in there and comes down the canal.
Yeah, at least you don't have to wash the sheets.
No, he ain't drooling on his face. Right.
The doctor says
it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Wake up,
drooling from down below.
Yeah. If our erotic imagination is more active when we're awake, it is highly possible we become more open to erotic dreams at night.
Yeah, well, that's us. We're not exactly straight laced all American, fake dudes who we think about sex all the time, and most guys do.
Sometimes lunch.
And they're not telling you, they're lying about it.
It may come as a surprise, and it does to me, because I'm not familiar with this. To know that the mind does not typically conjure up the ideal sexual mate to star in one's erotic dreams, it rarely includes the ultimate dream partner. More often than not, the dreamer knows the star of their erotic dream personally.
True, but I've had ones where that the person, I don't know, you mentioned that, Todd, that the person is not even, doesn't exist in my life. I don't know who these people are. It's a random person. But most of the time, it's about a real person, for sure.
Like who?
I almost said something.
He almost said something. Yeah, almost got him. Good job, Nick.
Yeah, I ain't going there. They're not regular basis ones. Could be anybody. Somebody new in the past. They show up. The older you get, the more chance you dream about somebody in the past for some reason.
Okay, I shut off the radio. Nobody's listening anymore. Go ahead and tell me.
Stop.
I turned all the buttons off, I promise.
I have sex dreams about my wife every night. She's not listening, but and she didn't listen to podcasts.
And I want to know if this is the case with anybody else, because I don't find this to be true. Dreamers typically imagine someone closer to home, someone exceedingly ordinary, unattractive, or even repellent.
Repellent might mean they're attractive, but they're horrible people, and we all know them.
Yeah.
They're usually at a rally on the weekends. But they're not really that attractive either, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is why sex dreams often star ex-partners, ex-bosses. I know I'll dream about Jim Sucks once I quit working here, but I don't dream about him now.
I do.
Co-workers, friends, neighbors.
It's all really gay,
Jim.
That's
who it is, yeah.
So we're all just really gay.
Even family members.
He loves it.
This is all not familiar with me. It often takes place in familiar settings. Now, I think that usually I go someplace exotic. It's random and it's weird.
That's traveling tug.
Yeah.
So you don't bang your sister in Hawaii then?
No.
So you said, okay, cool.
A Dutch runner on a deserted island?
Can we bang your sister in Hawaii?
Yes. In our dreams, we can.
99% of the time, I don't think I know the people in my dreams.
Well, you smoke a lot of dope, too. That might have something to do with that. If we had that in here.
Really affects.
Because my dreams actually are people I know. But, I mean, not just sex dreams. I dream about people I know all the time.
No randos?
Who?
No randos.
Oh, there are some randos. I've had randos. I don't know who these people are. I've had some randos, yeah.
Okay, I turned all the buttons off. Just tell us who you're dreaming about.
You tell me you're dreaming about.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
With your
show.
All right.
Were you dreaming about me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
We're all just hoping you say us.
I don't have gay dreams.
We just want the validation.
Some kind of gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some kind of gay.
It's some kind of gay.
Some kind of gay. Jim sucks. I have naked dreams about him.
Says
and
right here,
all the time.
Co-workers.
I'm just grossing him out and driving
he's
in.
He's so uncomfortable.
I know he is.
He's pulling into the parking lot.
I love it.
He might be pulling into the parking lot right now. It's me and Jim sucks. And in the dream, his name is what he's doing.
Well, there's a visual I didn't need.
I know. I didn't need that. Now I'm freaked out.
That crossed the line.
I apologize. Everybody involved. Sorry, Jim. I'm joking, obviously.
Now he's pulling out of the parking lot.
He's going home.
Yeah.
He works from home a lot. He's probably staying home, probably.
Oh, yeah. Today he is.
So he can have a nap and he can dream.
He's turning around right now.
Yep. Nope, not today.
Back to Blair.
Whipping a Huey and going home.
Just joking. Tyler Walsh. Ted McGinley later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.